Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. Today, even the most seasoned government leaders are facing extraordinary challenges in managing information technology, financial and human resources, understanding social networks, and competing globally. Information age leaders need to know how to respond rapidly to evolving priorities and how to leverage a multi-generational workforce. They must be agile and adapt to meeting national security challenges of the future. What skills do strategic leaders need to be successful in the information age? And how is the National Defense University's iCollege positioning itself as a global hub for educating, informing, and connecting information age leaders? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Dr. Robert Childs, Chancellor of the iCollege at the National Defense University. Bob, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you back on the Business of Government Hour.
Oh, it's exciting to be here again. I'm really looking forward to the discussion today.
So let's start off by learning more about your organization. Would you provide us with an overview of the history, mission, and continued evolution of what we've come to know today as the iCollege at the National Defense University?
Well, briefly, the college was founded. It was actually the Department of Defense Computer Institute, and the Navy was asked to do that in 1964. The IRM College was then founded in 1988. The iCollege, as we refer to it today, came into existence in 2009. That was largely due to a number of our constituents feeling that IRMC did not really signify the magnitude and the importance of the college. We had a new president, Admiral Anne Rondeau, who was really behind the name change, and that has really made a big impact out there in the community.
Bob, to put a finer point on your overview, could you specifically describe how the iCollege is organized, the size of its budget, full-time employees? And since your last visit, as you mentioned, the institution has undergone a rebranding from the Information Resources Management, or IRM, College. What prompted this rebranding?
The rebranding was prompted by the things that we were doing, and sometimes you're caught up in everyday activities and you don't take time to reflect on what you're doing. And the last time you interviewed me was right before our 20th anniversary. At the time, we talked about some of the things we're doing, and that made us start thinking, in all honesty, and reflecting on what we had done in the past. And we found out that we were doing more than just educating people. We were actually informing people and connecting people. And we made our name with the Chief Information Officer programs. And all of a sudden, it had expanded into process improvement, enterprise architecture, emerging technologies, all of these areas. So we took a look at what we did, and we're actually becoming a global hub for educating, informing, and connecting information age leaders. It was no longer just CIOs. It was leaders. That was a huge step forward. We haven't actually changed much organizationally in numbers. We have about 85 people, 50 faculty members, 35 staff members. We're organized into departments, and the departments are organized around programs, information strategies, information assurance, Chief Financial Officer Academy. We also have IT project management. And that area is actually becoming a hot topic these days also.
So you alluded to it earlier, and I want to get you've told us about the mission of the iCollege. You've explained the rebranding efforts. Would you tell us about the composition of the student population? Who's eligible to enroll, and what does that look like?
We have approximately 3,500 students that come through a year. Now, a student can come through more than once or twice. A student might attend two or three classes in a given academic year. The way we do it is DOD funds DOD students. 70% of the student body is DOD. Of that 70%, 70% civilian, 30% military. And then of the overall population, 30% is interagency. Of the interagency grouped into that, it's about 5% international and about 2% private sector. So the private sector comes on a space available basis. And the government folks have to pay a nominal fee to attend.
Bob, when you last joined us, your title was Senior Director of the IRM College. Today, you are the chancellor of the iCollege. To that end, what was the impetus for instituting a chancellor? And perhaps you could tell us more about your specific roles and responsibilities.
The name change came about. The president of the university, Admiral Rondo, thought that that was an appropriate name change because of the magnitude and the impact that the position has and the impact that the college is having both in the United States and internationally. And that came along with the degree-granting effort that we just completed for the Master of Science in Government Information Leadership program. We went through a very extensive three-year study, a self-study, where we had to take a look at our internal processes and go through everything that any college or university would go through for accreditation. The Department of Education had three team members come in, plus they had a three-team member of the NAICS, which is a group of individuals that are selected by both the Department of Education and the House and the Senate. They made their recommendation to the overall 18-member committee. Admiral Rondo and I had to testify before that committee in early December. We received a unanimous 18-0 vote to grant the Master of Science degree. We had a luncheon and we brought in some of our stakeholders. We brought in John Grimes, the former Assistant Secretary of Networks and Information Integration and DoD CIO. We had Dave Winogrand in. We had George Tanner in, who handles education for Department of Homeland Security. We had Steve Cooper in, and Steve had a number of positions, CIO for the Department of Homeland Security, CIO for the Red Cross. He actually was a student. I have to mention what Steve said. He said, I've been CIO of three very important agencies of significant magnitude. And he said, yet I'm here in class because this is the best education that I can find in the country. The committee members heard that, and you could just see the look on their faces. What a testimonial. This group of stakeholders, I think, typifies what people say about the college. When somebody comes, we have a lifelong friend and a lifelong advocate.
Well, the best type of marketing is real stories. So let's go into that. Let's go into your challenges. What are the top three challenges you face in your position, and how have you sought to address those challenges?
Well, the biggest challenges that I face are making decisions on how to spend my time and what opportunities to pursue. Ties into another challenge, which is knowing what the trends are. The landscape is changing so quickly. You have to be out there. You have to constantly be forming relationships. You have to constantly be learning. It's a never-ending thing, whether it's webinars, whether it's blogs, whether it's listening to Federal News Radio, it's reading Federal Computer Week, Government Computer News, all these things. What conferences do you go to? What conferences should the faculty be attending? Should we be on programs? If we're going to be on a program, what program should we be on? Where is the largest impact? So knowing what the trends are, deciding where to spend our time, as I mentioned, getting word out on the college. I mean, I am constantly trying to do things like that. And I welcome the opportunities like today to speak and talk about the programs.
Well, that's a wonderful segue. What are the characteristics of an effective leader in an increasingly interconnected and networked world? And how has your management style and leadership approach evolved to meet the demands of your ever-expanding educational institution?
Well, I think the leader doesn't have to be the smartest person in the organization. And in fact, in my case, I'm certainly not the most intelligent person in the organization. But I think the leader has to recognize excellence and create the environment where people can perform well and excel in the things that they're good at. I think the leader has to understand the trends and connect the dots. And I think the leader has to seal deals. The leader has to make decisions, major resource decisions on directions that you're going to go. I don't like to think about strategic planning as I like to think more about strategic direction. I think you get the general drift of where things are going, and you try to position your organization into a place that you can take advantages of the trends and the talents that you have. You have to understand where you're going, but at the same time, you have to be ready to change the next day.
How has NDU's iCollege evolved to become a global hub for educating, informing, and connecting information age leaders? We will ask Dr. Robert Childs, Chancellor of the iCollege at the National Defense University, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.